So over the weekend, I had an annual summertime tradition with my husband. We get out, we go to Alpine Valley, and we see one of his favorite bands, Dave Matthews Band. It's become an annual tradition, having a blast at that concert. The band always puts on a good show. But when I was tailgating, we started talking about some of the worst concerts we've ever been to. And I'd love to hear from you. 608-321-1063. This is what Laura had to say while we were tailgating, the worst concert she'd ever been to.
Bob Dylan at the rave forgot the words to his own song, had to turn around and keep on asking people. Horrible. End of career.
My husband was at that show because he said the same thing.
Yes, it was pretty bad. We were like, I guess we're just drinking.
Yes, I know. You go and see legendary Bob Dylan, and then you're like, wait, this is awkward. What are we supposed to do? What's the worst concert you've ever been to? 608-321-1063. Got a great text in from 1138 saying, my worst concert was the Beach Boys. They were 2 hours late, played for just an hour, walked off the stage, and were gone and done. And the tickets were super expensive. So how about you, your worst concert experience? What was it? What happened? Well, I was tailgating over the weekend. This is what Mike had to say.
State Fair, 1994, I saw Michael Bolton. This was right after he cut his hair. Nothing's worse than expecting mullet Michael Bolton and getting cleanly shaven Michael Bolton. Never mind the music. I was ripped off, and I'm still bitter about it.
Wait, are you making up a story because I'm a very gullible person?
Absolutely not. Sophie B. Hawkins was the opening act. This was August 8th, 1994, and I'm still not over it, nor should I be.
My name's Danny. I'm from Chicago.
What was the worst concert you've ever been to?
Counting Crows.
Why?
Because I think he was drunk.
Oh, really? What are your names and where are you guys from?
Hey, I'm from Byron. I'm from Columbus.
And?
I'm Max, and I'm from Pennsylvania.
Right. What's the worst concert you guys have ever been to and why?
Akon, spring break, freshman year in Mexico.
Why?
It was technical difficulties, terrible performance, and I was almost blacked out.
Oh, really? But you still remember it as the worst concert, even though you're almost blacked out drunk.
Oh, jeez. I get some good texts in, too, about the worst concert ever that you experienced. 0231 said Aerosmith about 10 years ago at Alpine played Walk This Way in the middle of their set, then spent a lot of time playing songs from a new jazz album. What was going on? Stop playing around 45 minutes, left the stage, no encore. Wow, not what you'd expect from Aerosmith. 8703 says, Motley Crue a few years ago here in Madison, a drunken Vince Neil kept forgetting the words to his songs that he's been singing forever. Terrible show. How about you? Worst concert ever. Why? What was going on? 608-321-1063. Melissa, what was yours?
Oh, I think it was like 82, and it was the Stray Cats.
Stray Cats? What were you doing seeing the Stray Cats? What were their big songs?
Oh, I can't remember.
I'll Google it.
But yeah, and they were awful. I mean, the song was really good that they were famous for, but it was bad. They didn't. Their songs were not that great live.
Oh, really?
But Dave Matthews made up for it.
Wait, Dave Matthews was at the same show?
Yeah, he was at the same show. Yeah, so that definitely made up for it. I would never see the Stray Cats ever again. They were lousy.
Ugh. Hey, speaking of Dave Matthews, it was just announced that Farm Aid Tour is coming back to Wisconsin to help our dairy farmers. Dave Matthews is part of that big annual tradition with Willie Nelson, and Brothers Osborne are going to be on that now, too, September 21st, so that'll be a great time.
Wow, that would be a great concert.
Yes, no Stray Cats. You don't have to worry, Melissa.
Good.